Hey, listen, let me ask you. So anyway, to get back to the Masters.
Right, back on. I had to throw it in there.
Hey, everybody starts arriving Monday. Sunday night, Monday morning, all of a sudden at 7 a.m., there are cars everywhere. There's traffic everywhere. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They do such a great job with the traffic here, you wouldn't believe it. You can literally drive into the Masters. All the parking nowadays is free. Till 2 years ago, you had to have a patron's parking pass to park right across the street. So there was a lot of paid parking going on. People were making a small fortune charging $20, $30, $40, $50 for parking. Now, you don't have that problem. Now, you drive right into the national parking lot, park your car, try to remember where it is, especially if you're having a beer or two.
Is there tailgating at the Masters?
No, there's no tailgating allowed outside, but there's plenty of tailgating going on inside. They do stop serving beer. And by the way, you know how much a beer is? $3.
Yeah, I heard food, beer, coffee, everything that they offer down there at the concession is reasonably priced. Actually, you can go down there and eat for, cheaper than you would at a regular restaurant.
Hey, the pimento cheese here is world-renowned. For breakfast, now they have sausage biscuits, chicken biscuits. They have, for the first time ever, Roy, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
They had coffee starting last year. You used to have to go all the way to number 6 and 16 to the concession stand there to get a cup of coffee. Now they have coffee everywhere. Hopefully by next year they find out what a large coffee cup looks like, because you have to buy like 3 of them because they're like 6 ounces each. But I've got to tell you, what a difference. Now let me tell you how it works. Okay, so you're going into the National, and let's say you're not going to a practice round. Let's say you're going to the tournament. It's Thursday morning. What time do I get up if I want a good seat? Well, you better get up at 5:30, quarter to 6, because you need to be in your car no later than 6:30. You need to be parked over there, getting out of your car around 7 to 7:15. They start letting you in the gate at 7:30, 7:45. You're not allowed to run on the course. I repeat, you're not allowed to run on the course.
Sounds like a pool.
If you run on the course,
you get benched.
They can take your badge that's worth $3,000 to $4,000 for that week, and every week after that you stay alive, by the way, and you'll never get it back again.
So badges, you mentioned that staying alive. I don't know much about the badges as I've already talked about, but the badges themselves, now, are they like buying season tickets? Is it when you buy a badge, do you get to keep it for your life?
No, let me tell you how it works. The way it works is in 1930s and 40s and 50s, when the Masters Golf Tournament was trying to become popular, okay? It wasn't popular. Until a guy named Arnold Palmer came along, and until a guy named Jack Nicklaus came along and Gary Player came along, Sam Snead came along, Julius Boros came along, this was not a popular – there wasn't even a lot of golf on TV. When that started happening, you know what they started doing? Two things. They sold tickets for $5 each. I repeat, they sold tickets to get into the event for 4 days for $5 total. So a lot of people went, you know what? Let's get 4 of them, honey, and we'll show our support for the Masters. Now, you got to remember, back in the 1930s and 40s, $5 was a lot of money. That was also not far long after the Great Depression in the United States. A lot of people didn't have jobs or money. What they started doing also to make it look like people were at the event when they started televising it, mm-hmm. in the 50s and 60s is they let all the kids out of school for the week. And guess what? They got in free. And they looked like people in the gallery everywhere. From what I understand, there was only about 5,000 people at the first Masters. Now I would say there's at least 60 in there every day. And they won't even tell you how many are in there, but there's a lot of people in there. So anyway, they did that. Because you were on the mailing list, mm-hmm. every year they'll send you basically a bill. They'll go, okay, you know, and you dream of getting this bill now, but they send you a bill, and it's for however many badges your family's allowed to get. 2 badges, 4 badges. Some people get as many as 8, 10 badges. Some corporations get many more, but they cut the corporate things down to the corporate badges down to 4 total. And now the National is starting to do their own stuff. They're starting to literally do their own corporate hospitality. You for $6,000 or $7,000, you can buy a package to the Masters from Augusta National Golf Club. But just anybody can't buy it. It's got to be somebody, from what I understand, that mm-hmm. knows one of the 300 plus members that are members of the National, because they evidently, instead of giving them an assessment, they asked all the members to buy a minimum of 4 of these for like $6,000. That's like, okay, write me a check for 24 grand each. Got to understand, they've turned guys like Bill Gates down for membership here. Mm-hmm. You can't just become a member of Augusta National Golf Club. They have got to invite you. Some states only have 1 or 2 members. I mean, it's unbelievable.
From what I've heard about the memberships as well, is once you die, it's not like a season ticket for a Yankee game,
right,
or a Giants game that they just get
correct.
Passed down and you can just leave them in your will. The from what I hear is you die, that membership dies with you. So your family's kind of out of luck there.
Well, that's correct. But what happens a lot of times is that I'm sure these guys go in and ask if they can put them in somebody else's name. For a long time, they didn't allow it. I think they're starting to allow it now. But don't mix up membership with being on the list. Being on the list, you're just like me. You're, you know, a peon. You know, you're getting a ticket invoice in the mail. You're writing a check for it. You're sending it into the National. They send these out usually the beginning of March. The tournament is almost always the first weekend in April, sometimes the second weekend in April. It always depends on where Easter falls. Tomorrow is Easter. That's why we're recording this show tonight, because there's a lot of people that aren't going to be listening, or a lot of us and the guys at the station are getting away tomorrow, and we're going to be running this tomorrow. I got to tell you something. You know, Easter is generally one of the best days to go to the National for the Masters, because the tickets for a change are usually not as expensive as a normal Sunday. I would say tomorrow it's going to be about a $600 to $700 ticket. Today at 2 o'clock, it was $1,300 to get in for Saturday. $1,300. I know, I tried to get a ticket for a friend of mine. It's unreal. Now, there's also been times when Tiger won his first Masters in 1997. Do you remember who I dedicated the show to last week? A guy named Alan Caldwell. You know, the ticket price in 1997, because of the fact there weren't enough on the street to handle the supply. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sweet. The ticket price was $10,000 plus for a badge. And that was when badges were only $150, $200. Now the National has raised the ticket price to $750. Let's do this. Let's start talking a little bit about what you do. Now, we started to talk about you get in line, you go in. Now you can't run, right? You got to know where you're going. You got to know where you're going when you're going in. I always put my chair at number 2 green. I always put my chair at number 2 green, right next to the rope. And I put it in a position where I can see the approach shot off the top of the hill, or I can see them going for the green from the top of the hill on number 2. And I sit there literally from that time I put my chair down, and then I'll walk the course. Because once when you put your chair down, nobody moves your chair. You can put your chair down with your business card in it at 7:30, 7:45 in the morning, and at 7 o'clock your chair will still be there. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody moves your chair. They never move your chair. Now, you can't leave it there overnight. They will throw your chair away, because that's what they do. But it's one of the greatest tournaments in the world to watch. Now, I'll tell you what I do. I'll give you a little secret. I go in and put my chair at number 2. Now I know I'm going to see, on Thursday and Friday, I'm going to see over 100 golfers come through within 20 to 30 feet of me. If I'm lucky, somebody might hit the ball over the green and be right in front of me, chipping back onto the green. Okay. Now, if I look on my sheet and I see there's a few guys coming through that I don't really care to see, I'll take a walk and go get something to eat. I'll go to the restroom. They have phone banks. AT&T provides phone banks all over the entire course, Roy, mm-hmm. where I can pick a phone up and call you on your cell back home and go, Roy, it's Bruce. Here's what's going on. I can even do live updates to like one of, you know, to all the radio stations that ever want a live update. I can tell them who just went by number two, what they shot, where they were. You know, all kinds of things like that. What I do after I put my chair down at 2, as soon as I get there, is I walk over to one of the places where they sell sunscreen, hats, you name it, but they also sell chairs for $30. I'll buy 2 chairs. Now I'll take, because you're only allowed to bring 1 chair in per person. I'll buy 2 chairs, Roy, and I'll put 2 chairs at my favorite place in the entire place. And I'm not going to tell you where that place is, because then tomorrow there won't be any space
Your
there.
Your chairs
for my
will be
chairs.
Gone.
Yeah, well, not, my chairs won't be gone. I won't be able to put my chair there. There'll be like some guy that's listening to the show tonight calling somebody in Augusta going, hey, man, go to number 17 green. It's unbelievable. Bruce Hall said, oh, my God, did I say 17 green? Well, anyway, that's where I put my second chair. I'm just kidding. I don't, but that's a good place to put your chair. Anyway, you got to walk the course. Now, the course, you said, Roy, you were saying, how many acres is it? 300 plus?
It's 300 plus. I don't have an exact measurement.
You don't need to, and I'll tell you why. It's a very tiny golf course. They also have a par 3 course, 9 holes, on the other side of the clubhouse and the cabins. Now, I have played Augusta National Golf Club twice in the same day. I played 36 holes some 11 years ago. And I shot a pair of 92s, and I didn't care what I shot that day. I'm going to tell you what I remembered. I remembered being in a golf cart with, and you got to remember, there's no golf cart paths anywhere. It's all just the National. And the guy that was playing with me leaned over to me, and he goes, Bruce, can you hear that? And we're going down the fairway, you know, at a pretty good clip. And I go, hear what? He goes, exactly. Can't hear your golf clubs at all. I couldn't hear my golf clubs jiggling because it's perfectly flat. The course is perfect. You know where we parked? Right next to the green on the fringe. Do you know why? Because you can't mess it up. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, I hear the groundskeepers there are extremely stickler.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership.
And this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back with more Bruce live from Augusta.